Like to call to order the Wednesday, September 7th, 2022 Discovery Bay Communications Committee meeting. Can we please have roll call?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show that all committee members are present.
Excellent. This is the time for public comment. Is anyone on the line for public comment?
No, there not.
Is there anyone in the room who would like to make public comment? Well, in light of that information, we will close public comment at this moment in time. And we need to approve our draft minutes from our July 6th meeting.
I will motion to approve the meeting minutes as printed.
Second. Okay. Are there any presentations?
Not tonight.
Updates. Dina?
I have updates. Okay. So I know I kind of discussed this at one point in time, is doing how-to videos. And I really would like to start that now. And one of the ones I'd like to start with is Ion Water. How to sign up for Ion Water. And so our idea was to write a script, video Terry Pearson, who is our customer service rep, walking through the steps of how to sign up for Ion Water. And then posting that on a specific spot on our website. And so eventually we'll add more how-to videos to that. You know, like another idea I had was to how to hook up one of our large hydrants, one of our large meters to a hydrant, so if somebody needs to fill up a pool and rent one of those. So that's another idea. So I would like to start doing those videos and start putting those online. Any objection to that? Do you like the idea?
Oh, I love the idea.
Okay.
Myself, I love the idea.
Okay.
Now, so you put it on our website.
I would put it on the website.
Now, is there any way that that can be broadcast out to the public?
That I don't know. I did think about, and I'm kind of mulling over this and going back and forth, of starting like a YouTube page also, where that can be broadcast out to the public. But I don't know a ton about it yet, and how do I archive that, and how do I, you know, watch the comments that are going on those. So I am going to start looking at that as well. The only way it would be broadcast or made public is on the website is if people sign up for our email updates.
Would it be possible to, once we get some content on there, do the blurb at the bottom of the bill as you've done before for other campaigns?
Yes.
That might be good.
We can do that.
No, I love this idea. I think it's great. So, and then that leads to a couple other things. Could we just do a posting on our Facebook page or Instagram, whatever, just saying, be sure to sign up for Ion Water,
yes.
So you'll be notified.
Absolutely.
If there's any leak, any...
Yeah, what I can do is after we do the video and if there's a link to the website, I can put it on our social media pages saying please sign up with a cute flyer and then post the link. And then they can hit the link and watch the video on our website.
Okay.
So that's one way we can do that for right now.
And then the whole email, there's some sort of push, just like you mentioned about,
yeah,
you know, sign up to see our website and having,
yes,
it on the bill. That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
It found a leak at my house.
Oh, good.
I had a leaky flapper. 7 gallons a day.
Oh my God.
Or 7 gallons an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 gallons an hour.
We have a leak that's been going on for 8 days. And I'm getting the notices, which is great, and they can't find it, but we're up to 300 gallons a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Ooh,
well,
we might be getting a letter from you very soon.
I don't know. Anyway.
Usage, okay.
Yeah.
No, it is helpful. People utilize the tool, it's very helpful.
Mm.
So, yeah, there was another director that had a leak called up, and I was able to pop up the screen, and he goes, "Why wasn't even home those days?" And I go, "Yeah, but something went wrong."
Yeah.
Goes, "Oh, yeah, you're right." And so they went back in time and saw, you know, so interesting. Good. Okay, so we like that direction? Okay,
absolutely.
So we'll start slowly working on that. I will let you know when we have it up and running,
mm-hmm,
and then send you out the links so that you can see it.
Okay.
Wonderful. All right, next item, video teleconferencing software. So obviously it's no secret that we're having trouble with GoToWebinar, that they keep dropping the license. So the system works fine when we're running the meeting. meeting, but the tablet and the camera, it's not connecting. They can't figure it out. Precision IT is nonstop trying to work with them. So it's time for us to probably cut and move on. It's unfortunate because GoTo is a pretty decent product, but so I looked at two other items. I went back and looked at Zoom. Mm-hmm. And at the time when we were selecting the first round of products, Zoom didn't have the controls that they have in place now. Zoom was widely used through schools, and they had a lot of problems with Zoom bombs, and you know, so they've actually mitigated a lot of those, and they've added on a lot more controls. During the process, they were able to give me a little bit of a sandbox to play with. They showed me their system, how it works, how do we use it. And a lot of people do use it. It seems mm-hmm. to be that system yeah. that everybody mm-hmm. you know, knows. One other thing about Zoom is you don't really have to sign up like you do with GoToWebinar to attend the meeting. You can just click on the link and boom, there you are. So you can do it anonymously. So I do like that. They're all in line within the right, the amount of money that they cost. And since we bought Polycom products, mm-hmm. Which was a good thing, we didn't buy anything that only one company sells. Mm-hmm. We can use it with anything. So it should be a fairly easy transition. I'm going to have them send me a test product so that I can make sure it runs with everything. The other product we looked at was BlueJeans. It's a great mm-hmm. product as well. It's very good and it's easily manipulated. I think it's a little bit more robust than maybe we need. One thing I didn't like about BlueJeans is that I asked them to show me a demo of their product, and two times that we met, they just showed me slideshows on PowerPoint. So I was a little disappointed in that, and they just kept inviting more and more salespeople into it, so it was just me and all, mm-hmm. you know, six or seven salespeople. But their product and their platform is amazing as well. It's mm-hmm. very good. So GoToWebinar costs us about $2,300 annually. Zoom would be $2,600 annually, and BlueJeans would also be $2,300 and change annually. So they're all within mm. that same mm-hmm. range, a few hundred dollars.
Well, to get a product that works for yeah. a couple hundred dollars. What are your thoughts, since this is your industry?
I've shared a couple thoughts with her previously, but I've used both Zoom and mm-hmm. BlueJeans extensively. They're both great products. I use Zoom daily now. Mm-hmm. I think that all things equal, if you find that all the products have all the features that you want, Zoom is more has more saturation, so that might be mm-hmm. an easier client
to use. Absolutely, agreed.
Yeah. One thing about Zoom that I like too is that you could add in different apps mm-hmm. into it. So we were able to add, we could get rid of that little light counter there. So when you do your 3 minutes, so it's right there in the middle there. Yeah. We could get rid of that, and we could put actually a timer on the webinar, and yes. so it does a countdown, so everybody at home and everybody in the building can see the same timer, and it just does a 3 minute countdown, so that was kind of cool. But they do have some other apps that you could add in to give it a little bit more robust features, but I was just thinking the ease and the wide range of people that are using Zoom.
Absolutely,
that might be the way this time.
No, I agree. Do we need to make a
nope? It's a small dollar amount. It's something that I can implement, but I wanted to bounce that off of the communications committee. If there are any red flags that you saw, or if you have any problems with it, let me know.
Excellent.
No? Okay.
Thank you.
So then we'll start moving towards Zoom.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Next we're on discussion. Just a couple things that popped into my head while we're sitting here. What is there anything that you all can suggest that would be good we go out to the public with? Are you getting a lot of questions on Clipper? Are you getting questions on what these days? And what maybe would it help if we sent out some information? Michael, you were nodding your head.
I am. So do these need to be set as future agenda items?
They would be.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't discuss them because they're not agenda.
Right. So I would suggest as a future agenda item that we talk about how to communicate.
Yeah, but that's 2 months from now.
I know.
We have internal ops, right? So if they're kind of good, if they're somewhat similar,
yeah.
I can maybe put it on some internal ops. It's the same committee members, so sometimes I can utilize both.
Oh, yeah. No,
it
absolutely.
Just depends on
because it would depend on how we would communicate this and how internally the operations people would get it. So, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, the biggest question on the that I hear about on the Clipper project is why has it taken so long to start? Mm. So we need to be able to put something together that allows people to understand, you know, the grant program that we had to wait out and, you know, all the other pieces. So that would be a great thing to add to one of the agendas so that we can do that.
Okay. So something like a timeline, this is where we started,
you know, just
this is where we're going.
Exactly, just an informational of how we got where we are and mm-hmm. what the plans are. So maybe it gets tied together with, you know, the future plans that have been placed. Because I think once the signs went up, it started getting interest, and so we should probably support that interest.
Yeah, so just a little history and then...
Yeah, what the plans are and the proposed timeline going mm-hmm. forward.
Okay. That sounds great. Any other items?
And that is something, though, that will be on Park and Rec.
True enough.
So that is something we're actually doing an update today
for
Clipper Drive and all the projects that we're doing. So every Park and Rec, we bring a spreadsheet with all of our projects going in each zone, and we update the Park and Rec committee. So
maybe,
that's kind of a crossover into now we're going to Park and Rec.
So maybe the agenda item would be how to take the information coming out of Park and Rec and potentially other committees mm-hmm. and communicate that in a larger audience.
Okay.
Not just at the meetings, which tend to mm-hmm. lack participation.
Okay.
And then, you know, add on also for a future agenda item, and I guess we can talk about it a little bit tonight. Water usage this year, year to date, this year compared to last year, to see if there's anything we want to share or anything, you know, if we are conserving, you know, to let people know about that.
And if not, that's moving into water and wastewater.
Yeah, and so I would say tonight, is he on the agenda to make a presentation tonight, Anthony?
Anthony is not. It's the second meeting of every month that he does his
presentation. All right. Well, let's.
I can have him add to that presentation that type of slide in there if that's something you want every, you know.
Well, I just thought, since the whole state's been talking about conserving water, mm-hmm. and we, thank you, are, you know, very blessed here with all the water that we have.
Yeah.
But to be able to see in our, you know, what we're doing.
Yeah. So one thing I do want to tell the communication committee is that Anthony has had some people go up to them, video them, because they're hydrant flushing. We have to do hydrant flushing in certain areas of town. So people are yelling at him saying we're trying to conserve water, but legally we have to do this hydrant flushing.
And that's a great thing to get.
So maybe next time when he does his presentation, we do just do a small blurb on that during the board meeting also, so that it can be.
But that would be another good thing to send out to everyone.
Yeah, so future agenda item of how can we put together for the website and or social media, this is a horrible name, fun facts. So that we can communicate these kind of things mm-hmm. in a more ad hoc way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So maybe we try to come up with some kind of format around that.
Okay.
Is there any public comment? With that, and all of our future agenda items, we'll adjourn the meeting at 3:43 p.m. I almost forgot it.